This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, May 7th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. President Donald Trump said today in a social media post that goods from the European Union will face higher tariffs if the 27-member bloc fails to approve last year's trade framework by the 4th of July. Trump made the announcement after what he described as a great call with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Still, the U.S. president displeased that the European Parliament had yet to finalize the trade arrangement reached last year, which was further complicated in February by the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that Trump lacked the legal authority to declare economic emergency to impose the initial tariffs that were used to pressure the EU into talks. In a separate meeting today, a private meeting at the White House, President Trump insisted that the war in Iran is over. Wall Street Journal reports that Brazilian President Luiz da Silva said after the meeting at the Brazilian embassy, quote, "This is not reality, but he thinks so, and I'm not going to keep arguing with him." Da Silva, who has repeatedly criticized the war as reckless and unnecessary, said he told Trump, quote, "I think the invasion of Iran will cause more damage than he is imagining." The United Nations warned today that disruptions to fertilizer shipments through the Strait of Hormuz will reduce global crop yields worldwide and tighten food supplies well into next year. Qu Dong Yu, Director General of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, said, quote, "This is not only a geopolitical crisis, but also a disruption at the core of the global agri-food system." Dong Yu said the problems facing farmers will now carry forward into the next harvest, tightening global food supplies in the second half of this year and carry into the next. The maritime disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz have already disrupted trade of sulfur and fertilizers along with oil and natural gas. Import-dependent countries like Africa, Asia, and parts of the Middle East, among the most exposed, especially those already facing acute food insecurity, economic fragility, or climate-related shocks. He said the consequences could be severe. In demand news, corn export data continues to be supported. Last week's sales totaling 53.6 million bushels for the week ending April 30. Shipments were the strongest since mid-November at 81 million bushels. All totaled, commitments have surpassed the 3 billion bushel mark, or 92% of the USDA's goal of 3.3 billion in exports for 25-26. Bulls looking for a revision higher in next week's WASD report. So in weather news, temperatures near freezing and reports of frost noted through the Midwest this morning. That'll be monitored over the coming days and weeks for potential damage to emerging corn crops. The USDA drought monitor as well, the update today reporting that 25% of the corn area remains in some form of drought, primarily in the west side of the Mississippi. World news for corn quiet. Traders expecting revisions in the USDA forecast for Brazil and Argentine crops next week. Staying with weather, winter wheat crops grappling with the worsening drought. According to the drought monitor, those areas saw an increase in areas experiencing extreme drought over the past week. Roughly 64% of the state of Nebraska is experiencing extreme or exceptional drought, up from 59% last week. In a summary, the drought monitor notes that while the dryness is bad for agriculture in the west, the drier conditions will help farmers on the east side of the Mississippi benefit in their planting pace. The USDA's crop update is due next Tuesday. Corn production expected at 15.94 billion bushels. Soybeans at 4.45 billion. Brazilian corn expected to be up to 133.7 million metric tons. Soybeans at 180.4 million metric tons. Argentine corn expected to be up 4.2 million metric tons, 56.2 million, and soybeans at 48.5 million metric tons. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern Farm Bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.